Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So I'm reading this blog about a tour of Chicago that these ladies took, and I had to chuckle when I read this. Our guest, Caitlin, says, Nikki and I are the same kind of type A. Usually, I make an itinerary when traveling, but her itinerary was next level. It had a table of contents. You know, when you travel, sometimes you're the kind of people that just wander around and go, we'll do that. And then some people are like, no, at 10:30, we're going to go to the museum. At 11:30, we're having lunch. Then we will rest for 14 minutes. This one did that and then had a table of contents as well. So let's go on that brief tour of Chicago with Caitlin Leong, who writes for The Walks of Life. Caitlin, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on.
I enjoyed your work. Where are you? Do you live in, what city do you live in?
I actually live in Jersey City, in New Jersey.
How is it out there for you right now?
I love it, and I think we're just coming off the floods of Ida.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you're not underwater, are you? Yeah.
No, but I feel like most people had some kind of flooding, and luckily, I got away pretty lucky in the grand scheme of things, and our area wasn't hit too bad. So just next door in Hoboken, they were pretty underwater. But everybody's recovering, and I feel like it's now this slow walk to rebuilding.
You and your friend were in Chicago in early June. I'm glad you came to Chicago. You had a good time, didn't you?
Yes, I had a great time. And I didn't really know what to expect. I feel like it's like a classic. Like, I live in Jersey City, but I spend a lot of time in New York, and I work in Manhattan. So it's a classic, like, you know, the New York snob heads to the Midwest.
Yeah.
I feel like I went into it with like a really open mind, and my friend Nikki she grew up in the area, kind of in the suburbs of Chicago, and she loves it. So I hadn't seen her actually, and we used to work together, and we saw each other once a week, and then COVID happened. So, you know, after a long time of deliberating, we decided to do a visit, and I traveled over there. I flew over, and you know, it's a tale as old as 2020, but I feel like it was a really great trip. So,
well, let me just describe part of one of your days. You started at the Museum of Contemporary Arts. You looked at some beautiful artwork there, took pictures of it, posted them. Then you guys walked down to the Art Institute, which you described as about a 30-minute hike, and it's every bit of that. And then you did the Art Institute. And then you guys went over to the Shedd Aquarium, and then you had a hot dog on a park bench overlooking the beautiful city. Fortunately, it was a nice day. You all took in lunch in Chinatown, so then you went further south. I think you took public transportation to go there. And then after you had some delicious-looking food there, then you came back up north into the center part of the downtown, and you did one of the architecture boat tours. And that's just part of one day. I know people been here 10 years, haven't done half of those things.
We did jam-pack a lot into the long weekend that I was there, and I feel like, you know, like you said, it was very, very detailed and very disciplined. And I know at one point Nikki she didn't realize we needed a time ticket to go to the Shedd Aquarium, and she was kicking herself, and she was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's fine. I was like, this is more planned out than even I would have done. So we definitely got a lot in on the trip.
You went to a farmer's, and how many days, I'm describing your trip. How many days were you here? Was it a 2-day weekend?
It was a 4-day weekend, yeah. A 4-day weekend, so a good chunk of time.
You did the farmer's market in Lincoln Park, too, and then took a lot of pictures of that. I'm mad at myself. I've not done the farmer's market in Lincoln Park. This looks awesome.
Oh, I feel like it's a must-go stop. It was really beautiful and just like a really, you know, nice atmosphere, and everybody was very relaxed, and like you could eat outside, and there were so many dogs. It was really lovely, and then we were able to go right from there to the beach area by the lake, which was really, beautiful as well, and super convenient too. It was like a perfect like one day kind of active set of activity.
You wrote, North Avenue Beach is conveniently located on the edge of Lincoln Park on the shores of Lake Michigan. We don't swim, but everyone was enjoying cool breezes and blue water. And when the rain hit, we salvaged this situation with some sushi, which I had a delicious vegan roll. I guess that was from your trip to Chinatown. You also ate some deep dish pizza. What did you make of Chicago's pizza?
So I have many thoughts about deep dish pizza. However, it's not nearly as many as what Chicagoans think, because our comment section was absolutely lit up with people's perspectives on which is the best and where is the best. And, you know, I wanted to go into the pizza experience liking it. I was very skeptical, but I wanted to go in and come out being like, wow, I loved it. I wasn't expecting to love it, but I loved it. And I wish that's what had happened, but maybe it's because we did a delivery to the hotel. That's what a lot of people were very skeptical. They were like, oh, if you did delivery, the quality goes down. But
you had Pequods.
We had Pequods, and it was just a lot happening in one pie. And, you know, that was another tip from some readers, that you can't go too crazy with toppings. You go like one or two max.
Well, what did you put on it? What did you put on your pizza?
So we did one with pepperoni and mushroom, which I thought was tame.
That's fine.
That one was better. And then the other one, we did like a supreme thing. And I think it was just like too much for the pizza to handle. It had like olives, peppers. I think there was sausage and onion on it. Oh, and there was pepperoni on the other one, too. It was just a lot. Okay. It was too much.
Actually, both of them sound pretty good to me. What were you thinking, Producer Aleph?
I prefer New York thin sliced or thin crust pizza. I can't talk, but you know what I'm saying. Thin crust pizza.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Very much so.
I like Detroit style. I have no problem with the thin crust from New York, but I do think it's a regional thing. And if you were raised on deep dish, you get it. And if you don't, then you don't. But you mentioned this. You said on a previous trip, your friend Sarah had eaten at Gino's East, but found it lackluster. So she advised I go with Pequod's on a discerning friend's recommendation. But twist, Nikki, the local, gently insisted on Lou Malnati's. If you come to Chicago, Lou's is the one that, you know, people are going to say, did you have Lou's? Although of all of those, and I've had them all, I would go with Gino's East. That to me is out of the...
Oh, interesting.
But you did not anticipate that your board would get lit up with pizza comments, did you? But in Chicago, that's kind of a religion, as you've discovered, right?
Yes, and I mean, well, it's either a religion or people are also indifferent, surprisingly. But one, I realize, I think this is truly the secret, and also has been vetted by the late Anthony Bourdain, is that apparently if one follows the lineage of a Bert pizza, there's a gentleman named Bert, I can't remember his last name, but his current restaurant is called Bert's Place in Morton Grove. And one reader said, if you follow his lineage and, you know, just follow his pizza, you can't go wrong. And that's why Pequod's, apparently.
That got you to Pequod's.
It brought us to Pequod's, but he's moved on. So that's the distinction, that now all the good pizza's at Burst Place and no longer at Pequod's.
Your piece is A Long Weekend in Chicago, and I want people to know how to see it, because it's pages of beautiful photographs, and I think a lot of Chicagoans don't do Chicago, and then some tourists do and don't do Chicago, but it was just such a, I think, an informed, you hit a lot of the right spots. You went to the Art Institute, you ate local pizza. Most people don't go to the beaches, but you guys went to North Avenue Beach. You went to Chinatown, which is, a lot of cities have a Chinatown. We do, too. It's pretty vibrant. You would have had to take the red line to get there, and some people don't want to do that. Did you have any problems? Were there any scary moments for you all?
To be honest, going into the city, I knew that crime, you know, has definitely been an issue, of course. But I feel like we got really lucky, and partially I wonder if it's because it was that kind of, like, deep breath that we had like back in early summer where everybody was feeling pretty good about vaccinations and everything looked a little bit more relaxed. And I feel like that energy really, you know, the city really had that energy. So I would say that to get to Chinatown, the red line was a little bit tricky and we ended up having to take another bus. But to be honest, I felt like everyone was super friendly. We took the bus a lot of the time on the trip because Lyfts and Ubers now are just like astronomically expensive just about everywhere, I feel.
And that's if you can get one. So I have a minute. I have a minute left. I want to mention that you guys were so aggressive. You went out to Matheson State Park at the I&M Canal out by Ottawa, where I spend a lot of time these days. You actually went out towards Starved Rock. You guys also went to the Millennium Park in the city. What one thing would you say or two that you enjoyed the most?
I would say actually that the Lurie Garden, which was right outside the Art Institute of Chicago, was really beautiful. And it had, you know, just like a wonderfully manicured flowers and was kind of an unexpectedly nice pocket in the middle of downtown. But you know, Millennium Park was also incredible, and you know, you can't beat that iconic photo of the bean. I feel like if it's one of those, like, if you didn't get a picture of it, did it really happen kind of a thing.
Right. Caitlin Leong is what do you do for a living, Caitlin?
So I run a food blog with my family, and that's what the walksoflife.com is. And that's where you can read the posts on our weekend in Chicago. It's a food blog that covers mostly Chinese recipes. And we have a really great time developing traditional recipes and new recipes and some that are non-Chinese as well.
I think it's really well done. And as a food blog site, I'm glad that you took in all of the food that you did in Chicago, too. It's called thewalksoflife.com, W-O-K-S. You get it, thewalksoflife.com. Caitlin, thanks for reminding us what a great city we have. It's a really nicely done piece.
Thank you so much, John. Yes, you guys live in a beautiful city.
Glad she said that.